Hello, this is Bob, and this is not my regular Tuesday podcast. A regular podcast would be me talking to a guest, and this is me talking to you. I just wanted to check in, say hi, and let you know about some changes that lie ahead for the podcast. But first of all, I wanted to thank you for being here. I know there are a lot of podcasts out there, way, way more than when I started podcasting on Blogging Heads TV 17 years ago. And many of these podcasts are more slickly produced than this one and have major platforms promoting them. And I'm grateful that, even with all those options, you consider this podcast worth your attention. I'm glad there's still an audience for spontaneous, unedited conversation that aims at true illumination. I said aims at true illumination. I didn't say we always succeed, but we try and we will keep trying. Now, as for things that are changing, first of all, there's branding. As you may have noticed, the podcast name has changed from The Wright Show to Robert Wright's Non-Zero Podcast. And that reflects, among other things, our plans to more tightly integrate the podcast with the Non-Zero newsletter, which will mean a couple of things. First, it will mean that if you're a newsletter subscriber, and if you're not, there is a cure for that condition available at nonzero.substack.com. Anyway, if you are a newsletter subscriber, you'll start seeing more content derived from the podcast in the newsletter, like transcript excerpts that we think are particularly valuable, sometimes with post-game commentary from me. And there's also a kind of technical integration with the newsletter that will make life easier for the newsletter's paid subscribers. As of now, if paid subscribers want to listen to the bonus podcasts they get access to, and they want to do that through a podcast app, they have to use a special podcast feed separate from the Robert Wright's Non-Zero feed. And that special feed has the bonus podcast, but not the publicly available podcast, which seems like a pain. However, in a few weeks, things will get simpler for paid subscribers. They will get a podcast feed that has both the bonus content and all the regular content. There are also some changes I envision in the substance of the podcast. I don't want to say too much about that because my ideas are still a bit inchoate, but I do think the podcast will concern itself a bit more with themes that have always been central to the newsletter. Regular newsletter readers can probably fill in the blanks here. You know, apocalypse aversion, psychology of tribalism, cognitive empathy, mindfulness. But I think, and I kind of hope, that this thematic focus won't be very conspicuous. The reason is that these themes are so multifaceted. They intersect with subjects ranging from popular culture to sports to domestic politics to foreign policy and involve the work of scholars from various sciences and social sciences. In other words, the podcast can cover a wide range of subjects while still being guided mainly by a few core themes. In fact, I hope that in the coming months, the podcast will cover a wider range of subjects than it's been covering and feature a wider range of guests than it's been featuring. So I guess that's about all I have to say, except, of course, for the inevitable appeal to rate and review this podcast, either at the influential Apple Podcast site or on whatever podcast app you use, or both. As I said earlier, we're competing for people's time against very well-funded and heavily promoted podcasts. And if you just take a minute, like now, to rate and review us, that will lead more people to give us a try. One last thing. If you ever want to give us feedback about the podcast, ranging from minor technical complaints to major ideas for guests or topics, email us at nonzero.news@gmail.com and write podcast in the subject line. So again, thank you for being a Non-Zero podcast listener. And thank you for listening to all of this little monologue. The regular Tuesday podcast will be back next week after Labor Day weekend. My guest will be the psychologist David Yaden, co-author of a brand new book called Varieties of Spiritual Experience. See you then.